Oscar Ihuelos became internationally famous for his passionate reflections on the Cuban-American experience in the Mambo King's Play Songs of Love. Now he's decided to relate his own experience in a memoir. In Thoughts Without Cigarettes, Oscar Ihuelos returns to the New York City streets of his youth. Tom Vitale walked those streets with him.
Like Jacob Marley confronting the ghost of Christmas past, Oscar Ihuelos sees things on 118th Street and Amsterdam Avenue that are no longer there.
I had this haunted feeling, and I have to say, just standing here on the corner waiting for you, I felt haunted again, because I don't see the blank walls that you see.
He sees the soulful Sicilian shoemaker in a green smock in the window of his repair shop, the row of tenement houses across the street where he used to play. His father, home from work, leaning against a basement rail, smoking cigarettes. The old Regent's Pharmacy on the corner.
There was a soda fountain just through the window, and candy counters, and a big telephone booth. You know, the old style kind with the doors you'd open up. And that's where my folks, back when they came here from Cuba in the late 40s and well into the 50s. We didn't have a telephone until the early 1964, 1965. This brick wall is where they would go to make their telephone calls or to receive calls from Cuba.
The neighborhood is Morningside Heights. Oscar Ihuelos was born here in 1951.
This building here is 419. My heart is starting to palpitate. This is where I was raised. These two front windows were to our living room. As a kid, I spent so much time standing at that window because, I was sick as a child, and so my mother wouldn't let me out all that much. So I sort of saw this life exploding. I mean, it was such a lively block that it was very hard to feel lonesome, but somehow I could.
When he was just 4 years old on a summer trip to Cuba, he contracted a kidney disease, nephritis. He had to spend a year in a convalescent hospital in Greenwich, Connecticut, miles from his family.
My mother always said I went in speaking Spanish and came out speaking English. And I think that could be said about my psychic interstate as well. I was sort of plucked out of the home world I knew and turned into something else. And I don't think I ever outgrew that because I always felt shell-shocked growing up.
Ihuelos incorporated his alienation into his fiction, writing stories about lives lived between cultures. His most celebrated novel is about two brothers, Nestor and Cesar Castillo, musicians who leave Cuba with the dream of making it big in New York.
Well, will you? Show them in Atlanta what a couple of stars look like. Smile, will you? We're in America.
The Mambo Kings Play Songs of Love was adapted by Hollywood with Armand Asante and Antonio Banderas in the lead roles.
You ought to stay in Havana.
Stay for what? Some whore who never even loved you. Is that what you're talking about now?
No, I'm not talking about Maria.
You're not a whore who sold herself to another man.
I'm talking about Ras. We don't belong here.
You don't get her through your head. She's not waiting for you. That's a dream. Now, how long before you're going to give that up? How long?
And you, Cesar? How long before you give up your dream?
The novel earned Oscar Ihuelos the Pulitzer Prize for Fiction in 1990, making him the first Latino ever to receive that award.
It was so exciting. I mean, if I had been a gymnast, I would have done backflips. I was so excited. And it really felt then that it had blown open the possibilities for all of us who were writing.
Cristina Garcia is the author of five novels, including Dreaming in Cuban and The Lady Matador's Hotel. Garcia was born in Havana, but like Oscar Ihuelos, she was raised in New York.
I remember meeting Oscar, probably it was in 92 or 93, and I started speaking to him in Spanish, and he answered me in English, and I completely got how you are just sort of one foot in the culture and the rest of you out of it. And even occasionally the sense of being a fraud in your own culture, you know, because you're a little bit of a participant observer, but more of an observer than a participant.
As a child, Oscar Ihuelos did plenty of observing from his apartment window. He eventually found a refuge in reading. His building was literally in the shadow of Columbia University across Amsterdam Avenue. He says his mother would find crates of books on the street.
Since we had a bookcase, she wanted to fill the bookcase. So she'd take these books from the street and put them in our shelves. So I grew up, for example, reading things about agriculture in the Midwest in the 1950s. Half a volume of Oliver Twist, I remember. The cover was still nice, but half of it was missing.
Standing on the corner in 90-degree heat, Ihuelos reads a passage about when he was 20, asking himself, who am I?
And why is it that I always swear, as I begin to look behind me or turn a corner, that in a moment I will come upon all that I do not have? A world perhaps Cuban, perhaps familial, that for so many reasons seems to have been taken from me.
As for the title of his memoir, Thoughts Without Cigarettes, Oscar Ihuelos says he smokes when he gets anxious. For NPR News, I'm Tom Vitale in New York.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.